I got to ask you, how have things been for you with the Democratic Party, particularly since you went to the White House? How would you describe your relationship with the liberals, with the Democratic Party at this particular moment in time in light of all that's transpired before and since the election?
There's old school liberals, and then there's woke. I know people hate that term because it used to be something much more substantive and valid. But sorry, language changes. It got to mean the super excesses of the left. Well, I mean, those people actually checked out on me a while ago because I wouldn't go along. I never really stopped doing what I do mostly, which is make fun of the conservatives. But once the wokeness got way out of control, we don't have time to go into the list, but I'm sure you know their greatest hits. I was not just going to say, well, you know, that's the blue team. I'm not going to say anything. So, like, those people already were out the door. So those are the same people who hated me for talking to Trump. And I've done editorials about this since. It's just you have no argument, these people. There's no there. It's just emotional. We hate Trump and you talk to him. He's the president. You have to talk to him. As opposed to what? It's just such a dumb emotional argument. And by the way, I was able to, for over 3 hours there, to say whatever I wanted to him. He needs more people like me talking to him, not less. He likes to talk to people.
Here we go.
And I think he's bored with all the ass kissers around him. We actually had a real exchange. Now, how much gets in? I don't know. But it's certainly better than just having Stephen Miller talk to him.